and don't move when you speak.
Okay, so one and two.
Crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square, thousands upon thousands of the faithful waited in hushed anticipation for the pontiff to emerge on the balcony and raise his hands in benediction. The fasting and the prayers were over. The feast of San Gennaro would be ushered in with the pealing of the twilight angelus echoing throughout the Vatican, and the bells would be heard throughout all Rome, heralding merriment and good feeling. The blessing of Pope Francesco I would be the signal to begin. There would be dancing in the streets and torches and candlelight and music and wine. In the Piazza Navona, the Trevi, even sections of the Palatine, long tables were heaped with pasta and fruit and all manner of home-produced pastries. For had not this pontiff, the beloved Francesco, given the lesson, open your hearts and your cupboards to your neighbour, and his to you, let all men high and low understand that we are one family.
One and three.
There's no doubt of that.
It looked bad, but not as bad as it might have been. The left front wheel was horizontal, the tie rod held it broken. Not as bad as broken axle. The rest of the damage was, to Chi's thinking, superficial. Just scrapes, dents, and scratches. Chi found the chrome strip that Janet Pitt had so admired about 15 yards back in a brush, peeled off by a limb. He laid it carefully on the back seat. A plume of dust produced by the plymouth was whistling over the rim of the mesa. Chi watched it, thinking about his immediate problem, getting a tow truck out here to haul in the beak, thinking about the 5 or 6 miles he would have to walk to get the telephone, thinking about the $700 or $800 it was going to cost to patch up the damaged brick. Thinking about such things was far more pleasant than considering his secondary problem, which was... Okay, stop. Two and three.
Open your hearts and your cupboards to your neighbour.
Absolutely beautiful, Janet Pitt had said. I fell in love with it, she said. Just what I always wanted.
And chaos,
but
and
he would
prices.
Think that
what better way
later
to overcome
he was
but to enter
staring into
the
a diminishing
of
haze of dust,
love for the
but his vision was turning inward, imprinting the back shoe bandit in his memory.
Let the word go
the profile, the suggestion
brothers,
of pokemarks in a jaw, the hair, the cap. This has become a matter of pride.
A few days,
he would find the man again, sooner or later. By mid-afternoon,
the sweet and the sad,
with the big bag at Bernie's old garage, it would be
raise
sooner.
The wine, show laughter
so
and tears accept one another in expressions of love.
Once told it
let the world see
and he knew little
no
about
the
backpo
bandit.
Everything that goes around comes around,
she
said happily. Everything balances
the sweet
over.
Beyond the feast of
I wouldn't say that, so said.
And let life
what's
be
it going to
by the
cost you
of Christian benevolence?
To balance out this beak?
The earth can
I
be
mean
a better
catching
place.
The soul
it
of a beach,
the living
she
to
said.
Make it so. That
at
was
least
the
I'm going to be able... Okay,
first.
All together.
A
she's
not
a
girlfriend,
she
said. She's a lawyer with DNA, tribal legal services. I ran into her last summer. She described how I picked up a man who came to be Janet Pitt's client, and I tried to have him kept in
the
Farmington jail until he had a chance to talk to him. And how sore he'd been about
it.
Tough as nails, she said. Not my type. Not unless I kill somebody and need a lawyer. I don't see how you're going to catch him. Little I know about him, so not even his name. What I remember is he works out
in the
bank of Gaskill on
the
other side of Farmington, or said he did,
giving the illusion of a
and that you pulled him in when he had transmission troubles, and he paid you with $200 bills, and he told you when you got it fixed to leave it as slick neck as revival thanks. Okay, we stop.
The final piece.
So you just stand up there. We do one and two.
And in the corner, seated in a wing chair of ivory and blue velvet, was the Vicar of Christ, Pope Francesco I. He was a plain man of wide girth, and the strong yet gentle features of Campagnolo, the man of the earth. Standing beside him was his personal secretary, a young black priest from America, from the Archdiocese of New York. It was like Francesco to have such a paperweight. The two were talking quietly, the pontiff turning his enormous head, his huge soft brown eyes looking up at the young priest in serene composure. Managi, whispered Francesco, his large peasant head covering his lips. This is crazy. The entire city will be drunk for a week. Everyone will be making love in the streets. Are you sure we have it right? I double checked. Do you want to argue with him? Replied the black, bending down in tranquil solicitousness.
All together?
The guards
my
God, I don't know about that.
He was always
the
smart
she prepares this big elaborate
cardinal
had a guest coming to visit
a
man very important to her. She put it in the
time.
Fridge and she didn't
the
come back. Leopold had been looking out across the grass toward the distant thunderheads. It must have occurred to him that this would be some strange truth. She glanced at it. To San Juan County missing persons case, he said. But I'm on leave and it sounded interesting. You mentioned you were quitting, she said. I mean, I am on terminal leave, Leopold said. A few more days and I'm a civilian. She could think of nothing to say. He didn't particularly like Leopold, but he respected him. But I'm not a civilian yet, he added. And what we have here is peculiar. This overlapping. We have Dr. Freeman Bellman, being a ferocious collector of this kind of pottery.
What was he
worried about?
So. You just come here in the middle. You and Ian.
Or was
I
it?
Thought I,
that
if
was
I was
question.
Standing, giving,
Jamie
not taking,
adequately
I should reverse
convince
it.
Himself
don't
that he had been
just
told
do
the truth.
Then
there
I
was
say,
simply too
not
much
that, natural,
that was too crazy.
All right,
his mother would have reached
the
him
rose
in some
from
way,
his chair and smiled
benignly
at all the room.
What was going on.
He turned once
to
again to his aide and spoke softly so
that
no one could hear.
Else that had happened.
In case anyone
it
should
came,
ask which one is
the denial,
nobody
by
would
and
ask.
And
someone does, who's your standard reply?
Then
ah,
the
yes,
smashing
stubby
glass
descriptions
and
myself.
Finally,
you know, this is all crazy.
Wood from a
walk slowly and stand
and
up
desk.
Straight and smile.
Two guys raced
you're
over
happy.
To the east
I'm
window.
Miserable,
and Jamie held his breath.
Pope Francesco
the
First,
that
the
worst
Christ,
happen.
Walked
it
through
did
the
not.
Enormous
they
doors
had no
out onto the balcony to be greeted
the guards
by a thunderous
screamed
roar
in
that shook the
each
very
pointing,
foundations of
pointing
St.
In opposite directions.
Thousands upon
one to
thousands
the north,
of the faithful
the other
raised
to the
their
arch,
voices
where Jamie
in exaltation of the Spirit.
The second guard raced past
all together. And none of it in any of Leopold's business, she thought. Not if he had resigned. So why was he out here sitting on that stone wall with his legs in
the
sand, with almost 200 miles of driving already behind him today? He must enjoy it or he wouldn't be here. So why was he resigned? Why did you resign, she asked. None of my business, I guess. Leopold seemed to be thinking about it, almost as if for the first time. He glanced at
the
tree, I guess I'm tired, he said.
Glass shattered,
but you're using leaf time out here, chasing after whatever it is we have here. I've been wondering about that myself, Leopold said. Maybe it's the fire horse in such a life from habit at work. I think it's because I'd like to find this Freeman Bernard woman. I'd like to find her and sit her down and say, Dr. Bernard, why did you prepare that big dinner and then go away and let it rot in your refrigerator? You should have the answer to why Dr. Bernard let her see you spoil with all the reasons, especially now. Dr. Bernard was dead. Alright, thanks.
Not twice.
That's it?
Yeah.